This is a full lecture. It's full talk. So you'll be finding a little bit more about how a veterinarian became an author. I'm also going to be going into the background of writing, my background for this book. Then there'll be a big signing afterwards.
And for people who don't know about the new book, tell me a little about Bloodline.
The president's daughter is kidnapped off of a yacht in the Indian Ocean, and it's a covert military team led by the sharp nose of a military working dog that has to hunt through the jungles of Africa for where she was taken. But what they discover is that the target of the abduction really wasn't this woman; it was her unborn child, and this baby potentially holds the key to immortality.
That sounds very ominous, and I know you don't want to give away any more of the plot. Really, this is your 8th book in the Sigma Force team series, is that right?
Exactly, this is number 8.
Do you have some military background? How is it that you write this kind of a novel?
No, I actually don't have any military background. My background is in veterinary medicine, but I do have a lot of friends that were in the military that sort of critique my work and make sure all my I's are dotted and T's are crossed. I have been mistaken for military persons before. I remember there was at a one program, it was like a Good Morning Sacramento, and the host introduced me as a former Navy SEAL, which I had to correct on air, which was sort of embarrassing.
She was thinking of Jesse Ventura, probably. You two get mixed up all the time, I'm sure.
Exactly.
You've added, I guess, some new characters here, the former Army Ranger and his war dog to the cast. I guess being a veterinarian, that's something that a relationship you can really more relate to.
I can, and that pair came about, actually. I did the U.S. Tour of Authors to Iraq and Kuwait, to different bases out there. We're there for about 2 weeks. And it was great meeting the men and women that were on the front lines, out in the field. But being a veterinarian, I sort of gravitated towards the dogs I was seeing, the working dogs. And so I got to talk to a few of the handlers, so just curious, what that relationship was like. Do they treat their dogs just as military hardware? Do they just treat their dog as a sidearm? And I found out that's actually far from the truth. There's an intimate bond that develops between handler and dog. They even have a phrase that describes it. The phrase is, it runs down the lead, describing how the emotions travel up and down the leash between man and dog, binding them together. One guy actually told me, he says, I think my dog understands me better than my wife does. And so that level of intimacy where they're sleeping together, eating together, training together, I want to try to capture that in print, try to do that. As a veterinarian, I even wrote scenes from the dog's perspective, scenes to try to take my reader and put them in the paws of that dog to sort of experience what it's like to be a war dog. I didn't want to create a four-legged soldier. I didn't want to humanize him. I wanted to make him a real dog. So the book's only been out for a few days, but I'm already getting probably more fan mail for Kane, the military working dog, than I have for any other character I've created.
The technology that you're using, I remember one scene where he sent the dog in and he had a camera on him and he was able to talk to the dog through the camera. I mean, is all that real?
That's all real. It's called a Canine Storm Jacket. It's a Kevlar reinforced jacket or vest that the dogs wear. They've got a built-in microphone that's seated in the dog's ear so that the handler and dog can communicate with the commands. They actually have a built-in a night vision camera that so the dog can be sent ahead with a camera so that they can actually monitor where the dog's going and what type of progress he's making and any targets that he exposes. So all of the technology that's in this book are all real. Matter of fact, at the end of my novel, I have a whole section called What's True and What's Not, where I sort of separate truth and fiction so you can see, where things that might sound pretty outlandish in the book are actually oftentimes based on very real solid science and or history.
And given your success as a novelist, do you still do much veterinary work?
I do. I don't think I'll ever give it up. I still do some volunteer work with my veterinary degree. I work with a group that traps feral cats up in Northern California. They bring them to the shelter one Sunday a month. I spend 8 hours spaying and neutering them. It's basically, as I describe it, it's all I do with my veterinary degree now is remove genitalia. But, it's a hobby.